Hello everyone and welcome to another IA Gamecast. My name is Aaliyah and today I'm here with my keyboard jockey, Jason Earls.
Hi guys.
I am traveling and I don't have the right equipment to capture everything I need to in the right way, so Jason will be doing the gameplay tonight. Today we're going to be playing the new version of a game that has come out, produced by Elworks Games, called The Great Toy Robbery. That's right. You get to break into Santa's workshop as Naughty McNaughterson and cause some havoc, steal some toys, and defeat Santa. And in this version of the game, you can actually make Santa blow himself and his workshop to smithereens. So, Naughty McNaughterson is a greedy little child. But you get to play as him and unlock some new achievements along the way. The game has been completely redesigned in Python, which means that it has also been compiled as a Mac app. We will not be playing it on the Mac tonight due to equipment restraints, but is there, and we wanted to get this podcast to you as soon as possible, especially since this is very much a Christmassy game. So hopefully by the time this hits, you will be, or will have recently, enjoyed some holiday food, fun, and
merriment?
Entertainment. I don't know. There's no F. I was going for alliteration, and it didn't work.
Food, fun, and family?
Family, yeah, but
yeah. Food,
know.
Fun, and French fries. I don't know.
Go dash through the snow.
Oh, we go unwrap a present or something, you fa-la-la.
You know what? Go jingle your bells.
Maybe anyway. I will. Go write a
reindeer.
I'll
turn you into Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Red-Nosed Reindeer.
My insult is that's ruined.
Oh, that's funny. Red-Nosed.
Red-Nosed.
That sounds like a medicine you take for your nose or something.
Okay. Oh, boy. Well, without further ado, let's go ahead and launch this thing.
Launching. Please wait. No, I'm kidding. All right, so I'm on my desktop.
You know what? And, I'm going to give you some of the 12 pains of Christmas there, sir.
Are you going to make me rig up the lights?
Yes, and send Christmas crap. Cards. Hangovers!
Hangovers!
Buy me something!
Oh, yeah.
Battery's not included.
What was the other one? Visiting my in-laws?
Facing my in-laws.
Oh, yeah. Facing my in-laws. She's a witch. I hate her. Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to deck your halls if you don't start that game. Go.
That sounds like something that you'd hear in Silver Dollar. Well, I'm going to deck your halls.
Ain't okay. Too many Oreos, Santa. Get going.
Oh, I'm going to play in spite of my laughing elf.
Okay,
oh,
open your game, Frosty.
All right, I'm going to open my game.
Replay The Great Toy Robbery 11 of 11. Location...
All right, so I'm going to hit enter. That was not the sound of me hitting
the
enter.
The Great Toy Robbery. I forgot to clear the letterboards when I updated the version to 2.01. That has been done now. Welcome to version 2.01, with fixes and more goodies. Happy gaming. Press enter to continue.
And that's what we are going to do. So.
That is the message of the day. That periodically changes. This is your Elworks logo. And here's
the Great Toy Robbery.
Please type in your name and press the enter key. You can always change this later from the options menu dialog. Enter name, edit, blank.
Should I type a name? I don't know. I'm kind of lazy. Yeah, let's not names her for weirdos. So, I guess I just hit enter.
Press enter.
Fine.
I know how hard it can be to type in your name, so here, I'll pick a name for you. You are now known as Badly Above Dog. Press enter to continue.
How apt, I guess. The game's spying on us. Anyway, I'm going to hit enter to continue.
You just unlocked the Can You Guess Who achievement. Everyone has a name. It's unfortunate I had to give you a new one. Press enter to continue. Please choose a leaderboard region. This option cannot be changed once selected. United States.
Okay, so you can post scores to different leaderboards. So if I go through and see the ones that we have here, we have United States.
Canada. United Kingdom. Australia and New Zealand. Mexico. Africa. Asia. Central America. European Union. Eastern Europe. South America. Caribbean. Middle East.
And, of course, we are in the United States, so I'm going to go select United States.
United States.
And hit enter.
You have selected United States. Are you absolutely sure?
I don't know. Do I live
are
in the US?
Are you sure you live there? Are you really sure?
I think maybe, possibly. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Let's go ahead and do this, shall we? Hitting enter.
You have selected United States. Are you absolutely sure?
Yes, first.
Yes.
Oh.
There you go.
Welcome to the United States leaderboard. Compete against other gamers in your region to get the top spot. Good luck. Press enter to continue. You just unlocked the Welcome to the Robbery achievement. Hey there. Welcome to the newest version of the Great Toy Robbery. Have an achievement for starting this thing up. There are many more achievements to be collected, but they're not nearly as easy as this one. Have fun. Oh, press enter to continue.
108 achievements all told.
That's a pretty decent number of achievements.
It is.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and press enter.
Main menu. Use your arrow keys to select an option. Press enter to confirm your choice. Start game.
And here we are in the main menu. So there are several things you can do here.
Start game. View the United States leaderboard. Browse regional leaderboards.
Letterboards.
Achievements 2 out of 108 unlocked. View statistics. Options. Read the Great Toy Robbery manual in your web browser. Calibrate speakers. Replay most recent message of the day. Exit.
Okay. Well, it's always a good idea to check and make sure our speakers are calibrated properly. So let's do that.
Read the Great Toy.
We will
calibrate
be
speakers.
Spoiling some achievements here, but not all. We're going to do our best to not spoil some of the more obscure ones. The name thing was the only one that's pretty obscure that you're going to get.
Don't worry, I'm not the greatest at this game, but it's really fun to play, so. Let's go ahead and calibrate our speakers. Oh, I guess it helps if you hit enter instead of shift.
It does.
Right.
You just unlocked the Is This Thing on achievement. Are you playing with headphones? I sure hope so. Press enter to continue.
And I guess we'll spoil that achievement too.
Well, yeah. I didn't say we weren't going to stop spoiling achievements. I just said we were going to not spoil the obscure ones. You know.
Main menu. Use your arrow keys to select an option. Press enter to confirm your choice. Start game.
So what do you think? Are we ready to do this thing?
Heck yeah. I mean, Jason, it would help if you don't get, like, hit in the head by an elf or, you know, stamped on by Santa Claus. You know, that would help. But, you know, this... Oh, one more thing. All right, so we've got a scoring system here. The first part is that you have to collect as many toys as you can within 2 minutes. Each toy is worth a certain amount on its own, but if you can collect 3 toys within 7 seconds, you get a bonus based on how quickly you collect those 3 toys. If you can collect 2 toys within 7 seconds, you get a set amount of points as well. So those are indicated by the different sounds that the toys make as you pick them up. there will be a one-tone sound, a two-tone sound, and then a three-tone bell if you've gotten the full bonus. Then there are, after the 2 minutes, you will be dumped into a grid with Evil Santa. And there are keys. There are two ways that I recommend going about this. Either get one key only and run for the door that it unlocks, because there are 7 keys. Each key unlocks a different door around the walls of the grid. Or get all 7 keys and then run for the exit and try to make the fat man blow himself up. Of course, that's the ultimate goal. But I would not recommend staying somewhere in the middle, because the more keys you collect, the less points you get, because the more doors that have opened. So either 1 and out or all 7. You also get points for if you get 10 points a second for escaping under a minute. So that's the point system, and all those add up, and the game will tell you about it at the end. So without further ado, let's play this bad boy.
Alrighty, and I think I'm going to do the win and out thing, because if you guys want to hear what happens, I would highly encourage you all to download the game and play it.
Absolutely, and it's free.
Oh yeah.
So it's what better so reason? I mean, so yeah, do the one and out. Don't spoil any of the big surprises.
Trust me, I don't know that I'm good enough at this game to spoil it like that, even if I wanted to. I seriously doubt I'm going to get any of the 3 toy bonuses.
Oh my god, learn to drive. Don't make me pull that car over.
Oh, Scenarium. Alright, I'm going to go ahead and start gameplay.
Start game.
Now, there's going to be a cutscene. A scene at the beginning of this. It's a very short scene. So, let's get this started. I hit enter.
Enter.
Why didn't it go? There it goes.
There you go.
It just took forever.
It helps if you press the right button, Jason.
I did.
Now, you can walk in 8 directions. So, forward, left, right, and backward, and in 4 diagonals. So, Jason just told a lie, he got a 4 bonus, and another one.
Bouncy ball! I got the bouncy ball!
I want that shaky thing. Get it. That's an elf. On a pogo stick.
Sit.
Don't get whacked.
Points.
You can use S to see how many toys you have. C to check your coordinates, and T to see how much time is left.
Oh, that was so cool. Evil Santa.
And the keys, well, you'll hear one in a minute. Ah. I would recommend getting out of there. Don't get that. Don't get that either.
Where's the door?
Go to the walls. Go to the walls. Like, to the right wall. More than likely. Ooh, Santa sounds scary.
Yes, he does. I wonder if I need to go up. Oh.
There it is.
You've escaped from Santa's workshop with a decent pile of toys. You may have escaped, but Santa is still there. Just
Only
remember,
decent.
He knows where you live. You collected 29 toys, including bonuses. Your toy score is 543 points. You've collected one key for a key bonus of 600 points. You escaped from evil Santa in 50 seconds. That's good for 100 points. Your final score is 1,243 points. Press enter to continue.
For me? That's amazing.
That's pretty good for you.
Hey.
I can't help but you kept getting stomped on last night.
Somebody ask her what her high score is.
Over 2,000, thank you.
Never mind.
You just unlocked the Lucky Break achievement. Wow, you are pretty darn lucky. One key, and you got out the door safely. Pretty cool. Press enter to continue. You just unlocked the Falling for the First Time achievement. Hooray, you played your first game. I hope you play even more. Press enter to continue.
That was weird.
You just unlocked the Camels for Christmas achievement. Adder isn't very good at this game, or much of anything to be truthful. I mean, he barely even got 1,000 points, and you totally did better than him. So I wanted to give him an achievement to make him feel better about himself. Granted, since I'm making fun of him, I suppose this defeats the purpose. Oh well. Press enter to continue.
Before we go, Aaliyah, before we go on, do you want to explain what that achievement is about a little bit?
I mean, it's just, making fun of one of the developer's friends who he tends to have on his game streams and things. And he tends to make fun of him and insult him a lot. So, there you go.
Alrighty, well, let's go ahead and hit enter.
You just unlocked the And the Winner Is achievement. Congratulations on your first win. Don't let it go to your head, though. Press enter to continue.
Oh, it has, it has.
Congratulations. That's a new high score. Why not brag about it by posting it to the scoreboards? Press enter to continue. Main menu. Use your arrow keys to select an option. Hi. Press enter to confirm your choice. Start game.
Now, the only thing that's changed here is that there is a post to scoreboard option. We won't do that now, necessarily, but you can do that. And, yeah, so that's pretty much the game. I'm not going to spoil too much else. Give it a download, play with it, see if you can get a spot on the leaderboard. So that's going to do it for another episode of the IA Gamecast. Let's sit here and let this music play while we give you our contact information. Jason, where can people find you online?
People can find me producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at jason@iaccessibility.net and tell me how much I suck at this game.
Apparently you don't suck as much as the Thier.
I guess that's true. You can follow me on Twitter at JDE91, and you can also follow me on Facebook at just search for Jason Earls. As in, you can follow me on Facebook, just search for Jason Earls. I'm not at just search for Jason Earls on Facebook.
All right. And you can find me, Aaliyah Dudley, producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at Aaliyah, that's Aaliehha@iaccessibility.net. And you can follow me on Twitter at blindcowgirl199. You can find iAccessibility all over the web. We have all of our content at iAccessibility.net. We have free apps for iOS and Android. Our iOS app is called iAccessibility, and our Android app is called IACast. You can email us with any feedback at feedback@iAccessibility.net. That's a very cryptic address. Feedback to feedback, you know. Anyway, whew, it's late and I'm a little slap happy. If you enjoy our content and would like to help us keep up and running so that we can get more games for you and keep our servers running in tip-top shape and all that stuff, please, please donate to us at patreon.com/IACast. You can also donate to us through the big giant PayPal button on our website as well. So, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at iAccessibility1, and we also have a Facebook page. Just search for iAccessibility. With that being said, we are going to get out of here. Jason, if you want to exit that game so we can play the outro, that would be great. I want to thank everybody for listening to another Gamecast. Happy holidays, whatever you might celebrate. Exit. Thank you so much.
For more great games, visit us on the web at lworks.net. That's www.l-works.net.
Yeah, that's right. Please go support Liam. He's a great developer. Thanks for listening, y'all.
Bye, everyone.
Copyright 2018, iAccessibility, LLC.